What were your thoughts on the league-wide kicking fiasco that went on last week?
This time of year, there's usually a weekend similar to that. You know, on the East Coast, there's a lot of wind. In the Midwest, there was snow. I caught a couple of the late games, and it looked like there was a monsoon going out on the West Coast. And, you know, those kind of conditions make things tougher. It's a tougher kick. I mean, there's 13 yards doesn't sound, you know, like a lot, but there was a lot of extra points that used to be made that if you would have backed that up 5 yards, you know, maybe they don't go through. And I think we anticipated that a little bit. To have it all happen on one weekend was a little bit ironic, but you know, it's always tough kicking the ball in this league.
Deontay Thompson had his best game of the season. What would you say to Connor for that?
Well, I thought the guys blocked for him pretty well. I thought Deontay ran pretty hard. Those guys really worked hard in practice last week. They had a good grasp on who they were facing and kind of what kind of blocks they needed how they needed to block people. And you know, I think it all just kind of came together, and you know, there was production there.
Bryce got a punt return or was back there. What went into the decision to put him back there just for the
one? Well, it was late, and you know, we're actually taking the ball on third down. I usually go to our punt returner, hey, this is, you know, the call, or we may be in this or that. And Eddie's toe was bothering him at that time, and you know, the next guy up would have been either Cravon or Bryce. Cravon's in the locker room. Bryce is breaking up the third down pass, and so it happened pretty fast. It just happened one of those times. Eddie wasn't his foot was bothering him, and so we put Bryce back there.
When you see a team like the Titans have watched a couple of fakes the last couple of weeks, does that kind of get on your radar? Do you have to do more film work when a team does puts stuff like that out on tape?
Yeah, I don't know if I'd say more film work. We always go back on coaches however far we can go back. I was in the AFC West with Coach Hoffman, who's now their coordinator, when he was in Kansas City and when he was in Oakland. You know, he did some specials things, you know, punt return reverse. He's done some wildcat things. You know, in the last couple of games, they've run three specials, the fake, the surprise onside to start the game, actually, in Green Bay. And they had a play up on punt return last week. So it's one of those things you've got to spend some time in your meeting, showing the things that they've exposed on tape. To say that you do more legwork, probably not. But in terms of the practice time and the meeting time, you certainly have got to cover more things.
Does that get your players' attention maybe more than a team that doesn't do it that often?
I hope so. I mean, anytime the team does something like that, it just reminds you they're willing to do that. They have things up, you know, various things. It's not like they've done the same thing twice. So, you know, I always think that, you know, there's probably more things up in a game plan than ever get exposed in a game. You just hope that your guys are ready for it when it happens.
You mentioned willing. Is it in a special teams coach's personality or a head coach's personality? You know, when you scout, do you look and kind of put them into these are the teams that are willing to take chances and these that are
There are guys around the league, special teams coaches, who have more extensive background when it comes to running what I would call specials, onside kicks, fakes, reverses, you know, leaving their linemen on the field, you know, just putting their punter on and their gunners, leaving the O-line. I mean, you've got to be ready for all those things. And then there's head coaches who have done that. And you can see that, I mean, special teams coaches around the league, there's usually a handful of guys that break in every year, but, you know, guys kind of trade teams different places and sometimes there's a stronger influence, you know, from the coach. Sometimes there's a stronger influence from the head coach. I think you've got to take both of those things into account because generally speaking, I can't speak for everybody, but generally speaking, the head coach is probably aware of whatever plays may be up and when they're going to get called. And most of the time that my experience has been, he needs to stamp approval of that before you run it in the game.
What do you remind your guys about, Mark, in the return game this week?
I mean, his savviness stands out. Mark, taking chances is the wrong word. He does some veteran things where, you know, he may late catch a ball and, you know, make an evasive moves. His production, a lot of times, just being a real smart player. He's drawn several penalties, late fair catching, kind of bumping into a guy and, You know, that's a free 15 yards, fair catch interference or kick catch interference. Those are the things in the punt return game. It's hard to fool him in terms of the kickoff return stuff. He runs into the ball, so he's got a little forward momentum. He was good at that stuff when he was here. It's been something he's done since he's been around the league. He certainly has a return style and skill set, and that's why he's lasted so long.
As a coordinator, do you like the fact that the point after is a more of a challenge, or is that just another headache that you don't want?
Yeah, I wouldn't say either one of those. They change rules frequently, and it seems like in the last 5 to 10 years, more times than not, they've affected the kicking game. And the most important thing is that everybody plays by the same rules. You know, it doesn't affect us more than it affects somebody else. There are things that come into play more, you know, from that distance, with the conditions, with wind, weather, you know, whatever it may be. And, you know, there's makes and misses. I mean, I don't know that I'd be in favor or opposed to it. It just kind of is what it is.
It makes it sound like a stupid question, but is a 33-yard field goal any less difficult or more difficult than an extra point now?
No.
Is that just the same kick, or is there psychology to it that, you know?
You're talking about a regular 33-yard field goal, yeah, versus a 33-yard extra point?
Yeah.
No, in my mind, it's the same. The difference being that if you're in a field goal situation, and let's say a guy's offsides, well, it's 4th and 2, maybe it becomes a free first down. Whereas on an extra point, it's 5 yards on the kickoff. So there may be more teams willing to time up a snap, you know, off a hand or off a snapper's, you know, head movement or the kicker's, you know, breathe in and out. I mean, those are the types of things that come into play, because you're not necessarily giving up a free first down. You're just making the kickoff short, unless a team's willing to go for two, and, you know, the ramifications of that too. But that's really the biggest difference between the play.
I know the way Josh hustles down the field, it was that speed he was at the other day almost prevent him from picking up that ball?
Yeah, I'm sure it impacted. I mean, he's running full speed, and their returner's a good returner. And all of a sudden that ball's on the ground, and it popped up, kind of hit off his shoulder pad, and, you know, he had a good reaction to it, but unfortunately we didn't come down with that. Yeah, I mean, I think that if Josh would be slow, or if he was like a lazier player and just happened to be standing around or whatever, maybe he's more under control, but, you know, we'll take his effort and enthusiasm, you know, every time.